Well, the first snow big enough to get a Weather Channel name is coming. So, and I know it's the first one, so it's an A, but Armageddon? Come on. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know? We welcome New Yorker columnist Patricia Marks, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, election? What election? It's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear. Did somebody run? Cool. Well, you know, they still haven't told Joe Biden about the results. Got to eventually. Oh, we'll probably see it somewhere. President Obama will host the congressional leaders in the post-election Hunger Games on the South Lawn. Of course, Michelle will handle the bow and arrow because he's not much with that. So. Some good news for the Dems. Contributions now are considered charitable. Smiley face. It's a smiley face. Amazing. Pen don't work. What is that? I've had that for years, and it worked up until now. Isn't that funny when that happens? Because nothing predicts that your pen will stop writing. Okay. Mitch McConnell seems to be locked in a Cheshire Cat smile for some days now. It's like if he has a smile more than 4 hours, see his MD, you know. I'm going to write that down. That was right off the top of my head. Smile, 4 hours, see MD. Okay. Okay. It could be the Four Roses smiling, you know. That's his brand. It's a good bourbon, too. Four Roses fans, anyone? Okay. Well, Mitch will buy you one now if you hurry. He's buying. Meanwhile, Speaker John Boehner is okay after choking on his own spittle. What a bad winner. Gee, you know. They're going to put him out to stud pretty soon. The young bucks, you know, are going to put him out to stud. If it's not too late, you know. That's wishful thinking. Excuse me. Republicans always gracious in victory, lining up to kick the fallen Obama. House floor is starting to look like Ferguson, Missouri. Oh, my God. Writing the station about that. The Republican rapture leaves Scott Brown behind. The only guy left behind. Everyone goes to heaven. Here's Scott Brown looking for another state to run in, a little vacant state to run in. I feel bad for him. Being semi-nude in that fold-out was like the high point of his life. He's never been able to duplicate the feeling again. He keeps trying. Okay, none of the election news that isn't. A-Rod gives his cousin $1 million and he still wouldn't SFU. Sports fans. That's for sports fans. The lone gray wolf was sighted roaming the northern rim of the Grand Canyon, or it might be Barack Obama. Getting personal in an interview with Brian Williams, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg reveals that when he goes to class reunions, he says he invented Post-its. That's for you. What do you mean? Two thumbs down she gave me. And it was a reference to, she's from Hutchinson, which everyone knows is where Post-its come from, or used to, for Guangdong. Okay. New birth policy in China, with two you get egg roll. What do you mean, cheap joke? Oh, that was me talking to myself. Other voices in my head. Latvia's foreign minister says he's gay as the Tim Cook domino effect topples another one. Woo-hoo, thank you. Now, there are some rumblings from Lithuania, Estonia, and Wyoming, so these people... next time, Ray Rice should take the dumbwaiter. Thank you. More of an editorial than it is anything else, I guess. If it is anything else. Oh, okay. Everybody and my brother says now that they killed Bin Laden. Do you notice that? Anyone here kill Bin Laden? Let's get it out right now. Oh, yes. You have to applaud because it's a radio. You all killed Bin Laden? Crowded room, I'll tell you. It was amazing. It got the shot off, even. It was so crowded. Let's see. Seems to be more of a male than a female thing, but both, apparently. Dallas fans. Am I still on now? Because I seem to have lost my...
Oh, you're on.
We hear you.
Okay. I just can't hear myself. It's probably just a stroke. No problem. Happen all the time. Dallas fans ask Romo or O Romo, wherefore art thou? I could have read that better, but it's pretty good. They're getting desperate. You can't find an asp for love nor money in Dallas right now. A little too much of a reference to Shakespeare. Sorry. I got it. Now I'm too loud. I don't want to hear me that much. Okay, we'll see what the justices have under their robes when the Supreme Court rules on same-sex marriage. Pass on Clarence, please. Bats can not only jam signals of rival bats, they can throttle their bandwidth. Not widely known. Jihadists are reaching the ISIS front lines on Carnival cruise ships. If they could see me now. But what a buffet. You end up working for ISIS, but what a buffet. Almost worth it. After a Republican sweep, Ted Nugent edges closer to Kennedy Center honors. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to see Ted Nugent at the Kennedy Center. Get a medal pin on him. Okay, anyhow. That the pot approval in D.C. coincides with midterms, no coincidence. The president's not smoking cigarettes anymore behind the White House guard post there. And neither are the Secret Service, I might add. For his next Chicago High Wire challenge, Nick Wallenda will attempt to walk over a Bears game. Why not? Everyone else walks over the Bears. Thank you. Probably should quit there, but you know me. After Uber, there's a new ride service out there. It's called Jack. So you get to pick your own car. Huh? Okay, this looks... Mercedes will do, I guess, in a pinch. A 10-year study which found work dulls the brain took so long because researchers just lost interest in it, total. With the federal court ruling 4 states out of same-sex marriage, couples may want to plan their honeymoon trips through contiguous states. So take a little more driving, a little more out of the way, but we could plot it out if you need help. President Obama sends secret letter to Iran's supreme leader asking how he does it. Oh, supreme leader. Here in Wisconsin, losing governor candidate Mary Burke reassigned to Guangdong Trek office. Guangdong keeps coming up, I'll tell you. It's amazing. You know they make Milwaukee tools in Guangdong? Do you know there are Milwaukee tools? Those reciprocating saws, you can't beat them. Guangdong. Milwaukee and Guangdong. Okay. And finally, oh no, not finally yet, the Scott Walker recall got underway Wednesday morning. Early, 8 a.m. They were out there. And finally, woodcock season ends in Wisconsin. Did you get one? That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Woodcock season. How many of you got one? Anybody? No? Okay. They're hard to get. Increasingly. Because there's fewer of them. Fewer of the population keeps shrinking. So. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, sir? Of course you do. We're fine otherwise. Pretty good. The cold weather is unsettling. First time it moves in, isn't it? You think, what? This happens? You know, how many years have I lived? You know, everybody, it's like a shock every time, you know. My God, it's like leaves are falling off the trees. It got really cold out. And there's some kind of powder falling from the sky. And it ain't manna. You know?
I know.
Nice to thank you for that reaffirmation. This is a great thing. We have Patricia Marks on from The New Yorker, and she wrote a thing called Pets Allowed with The New Yorker recently. And it's about, the, you know, if you need a pet to get through life, there's a big trend now. Well, I know it's big in New York, maybe more than anywhere, but where if you need any, a pet can help you get through emotional distress and depression and other things. And she did an amazing thing on it for The New Yorker. We have her on the line with us right now. Patricia Marks, how are you?
How am I? I'm fine.
Oh, good.
If I'm the person who was asked.
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay. Yeah. Do you have some sort of need for an animal for various emotional states that you have?
No, I think I was assigned this piece because I don't like animals. I mean, as a citizen, I like the medium rare.
Spoken like a Marx, I have to say.
Yes. I had a pet. I had a German Shepherd when I was growing up named Karl Marx.
Yes. Oh, of course. And?
But I know a lot of people who who need animals and probably hate me for exposing the racket.
Yeah. This is a wonderful story. It kind of hurts my feelings to know that you were assigned it and that you didn't go out there and come up with this idea and actually, because you went around New York and Boston, I guess, with every sort of animal to see if you could get in under, what's it called? Emotional, what?
Emotional support animal. I was going to Noah's Ark. I took them all, yeah.
Yeah.
I took in order of likely that they would go to the bathroom, I guess, on something they shouldn't have. I took a large turtle to a museum that didn't allow children, but apparently allowed turtles, and I took it for a manicure. But I mean, all the kind of the turtle lovers objected to my taking it for a manicure. We didn't actually put polish in there. Oh, I took a pig on a plane. I took an alpaca to Frederick Church's historic home. I took a snake to Chanel in the movies.
Yeah.
I took a turkey on a very super luxury jitney to the Hamptons and to Cats with Deli for a turkey sandwich.
Okay, that's good.
That's not even the joke part.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And this was all. These are all your ideas. But were you comfortable with the animals just as animals, as far as comfort goes?
What do you mean? As opposed to what? As animals, they were
fine. As opposed to other people, I guess. I don't know what I meant by that.
Oh, no, they were fine. The turkey was a little difficult. The alpaca, it didn't really like me. I mean, it sort of semi-hated me, I would say.
Yeah.
I tried to take an ostrich, and I have a friend who has an ostrich, and he said if he lent me an ostrich, he'd have to lend me an ambulance because they're vicious.
Oh, they are? They
never, really? I never got an ostrich, no.
Yeah. Well, they say the llamas spit, too, though, no, don't they?
Not at humans. Or not at me. They kick. They kick. And I took one into Frederick Church's historic home called Olana in Hudson, New York, and sensibly, I was told that animals weren't allowed in this museum because they have thousands of historic items. And I was really relieved. And then when the alpaca and I were browsing in the gift shop, the museum director excitedly ran in and said they'd called Albany, which is kind of like they sounded like they'd called the White House, and got a pardon and I could come in. And I wasn't relieved to hear that I could bring my livestock that could spit at art objects and kick and break all these objects could go in. But we went in and it didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything, even in the gift shop.
So then we looked for a bar to take it to, but we couldn't find one that
Yes, go on.
Yeah, what else did I take?
Can we just back up just a second here now? I want to get to all the people maybe don't understand. How can you do that? I mean, is there something in the law that says you can take an animal if you need it anywhere?
But I broke the law. I broke the law at every possible way I could. There is a law that lets you bring a service animal into pretty much anywhere. I mean, they have the keys to the city.
Right.
And service dogs are trained animals. Really, the law limits them to dogs. It used to say miniature horses could be service dogs, but now it's just dogs, and they're trained to help people who are disabled function in life.
Yeah.
But nobody really knows the difference between emotional support animals and service dogs. An emotional support animal is an untrained companion. It's kind of like a blankie, and it's legitimate. And I know there are a lot of people say, but I need my emotional support animal. And those people do, but the other people don't. And so the laws say that you can bring an emotional support animal with a therapist letter onto a plane, or it can live with you in not pet-friendly housing.
Oh.
But luckily for the people who want to break the law, nobody knows the law. So you can, if you just say, I have this letter, you can go anywhere.
Yeah. And that law, wasn't that law, that housing law was under the Nixon administration, wasn't it, as I recall? The big housing.
Oh, I didn't study that. Yeah, that sounds right. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
Well, he did housing.
Yeah. It's right. Pretty, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It's even
That's
more cool.
That's why we don't completely dislike them, right?
No, yeah, that and going to China. And Pat saying Chinese food was wonderful in China.
Right. She was right.
Yeah. But, all right, so the question arises, and I say I want to take my Puggle because I'm emotionally dependent, which is actually true in my case.
Wait, what are you going to take?
My Puggle. I have a Puggle.
Okay, yeah, not a Puddle. Okay.
Not a Puddle. Boy, if you get dependent on Puddles or something, that'd be a whole different ballgame. Another law covers that part.
Right.
My Puggle.
It's a bad phone connection humor.
That's okay. Yeah, it works better than what I try when
Puggle.
I try to do it. Yeah. What was I saying? I was going to say, how do I get the letter? I guess I have to go to a therapist then and say emotionally dependent on my Puggle?
No. Do you have any money? You pay money. You go. You have Google. You look up some therapist. You pay about $150.
Okay.
And I did this for the snake.
Yeah.
And I prepared, as if I was taking an exam. I came up with this harrowing story about how when I was 5, I fell into a pond and there was a snake and I held on to the snake and forevermore I need a snake. And then I learned everything there was about snakes.
Ah.
And I paid $150. I talked to my therapist in California and she said, have you been anxious in the last 2 weeks? And then she gave me the letter. And the letter is pretty funny and I photoshopped out whatever, the animal du jour, if I needed, like, the alpaca, I just photoshopped in alpaca.
Might some of the references to a snake not apply to the alpaca, though? And or isn't? Or don't you get down in about details about the animal?
You could say they didn't even apply to the snake, in a way.
Yeah.
I'll read you a little.
Okay.
And just fill in whatever animal you want, like rhinoceros. We'll go with hippopotamus. Miss Marks has been a... Let's see where the good part is. Miss Marks has a hippopotamus that provides significant emotional support and ameliorates the severity of symptoms, blah, blah, blah. Without the companionship support and caretaking activities of her hippopotamus, her mental health and daily activity. Anyway, it goes on about my hippopotamus snake.
Yeah.
So you just say, I need to take this animal here, like on a boat or the museum, and they say animals aren't allowed, and you say, but I have a letter. And they say, oh, she has a letter. Oh, I understand. Okay. And they let you.
All right. She has a letter. Couldn't you just forge a letter to begin with? I mean,
that's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. But save $150, you know what your problems are. Anyway.
Well, I'll give you mine, and you can just...
It's probably very similar, I think. Some anxiety.
There's a kind of some fraudulent paraphernalia that makes it kind of easier. You can go online and get, like, a badge. It looks like a Girl Scout badge or something, or a vest. It says emotional support animal or service dog or whatever you want it to say.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of those. And I just stapled them onto the harness of the turkey or the turtle.
Of the animals that you took, a wide variety, obviously, was there one actually that you did find it offer some emotional support for you?
Oh, God, no. No, I will say the pig.
The pig.
If you want to feel like
pig
Beyonce.
Is cute. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that cute. But
no.
If you want to feel like Beyonce, or not really like Beyonce, Beyonce's friend, take a pig anywhere, and everybody takes a picture. Well, and you just feel like a celebrity if you take one of these animals.
Take a pig.
People take your picture everywhere.
Yeah, but not a hog. You're talking about a piglet or a small pig.
No, not a hog. Probably not a hog.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what a hog is, really.
It's a
but
big, big pig.
But it doesn't sound as cute as a pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the funniest quote, speaking of the pig, is I went to the Four Seasons in Boston.
With the pig, yeah.
And I'm with the pig. It's really a posh place. And I had the pig in a stroller until we got to the table. So I zipped it up. I zipped up the stroller, but you couldn't really see it's a pig. And I'm walking past this sort of Lily Pulitzer type elegant woman. And she said, "Oh my God. Your baby's oinking."
Nicely put, though, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I asked the waiter, "Have you ever had a pig here before?" And he said, "Not on four legs."
Nothing like hip wait staff in these situations.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Probably better than museum guards and that sort of thing. I mean, did anyone just point out flat, say, you know, this is ridiculous, get out of here, you can't do this?
Like only there is a restaurant at the Mercer Hotel where I took my snake, and he said, "Not with that." I said, "But I have a letter." He said, "I know you do, but not with that." I think he just didn't like snakes, which way I understand.
Yeah.
No, nobody. That's yeah. Only at the Mercer Hotel. And I told that story to somebody, and they said, "Then that's where I'm eating."
Well, you took your snake shopping for a wallet, a matching wallet.
I went to Chanel, and I said, "I need it. I'm going to a wedding, and I need something, an accessory that will match my snake." And so first the guy that I approached said, "You know, I kind of have a thing about snakes, so I'm going to give you somebody else." That's the way you'd say, "I really don't like bread pudding. I'm going to skip dessert." And so he gave me somebody else who was just loved it, and he said, "I know just the thing," and he showed me a python bag, and he suggested I get it in yellow because red would make the snake look dull. So it was $9,000. It did look pretty good.
Yeah, it should at that price.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you happen to know all these people with animals though? Is that little? Do you live in Brooklyn or where does that happen?
Brooklyn. Well, that was the hard part. I mean, yeah. It's just like a kind of a friend of a friend of a friend thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I have a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who father has like a compound in upstate New York, and They have everything. They had cheetahs and animals I never heard of, like a binturong, but she didn't let me take it. So it was snake came from a friend. Other than that, it was people I didn't know.
Yeah. I like the turkey a lot, of all these animals.
The turkey was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, the turkey was a royal palm, and it was hard to take. I mean, I left like a down quilt all over New York, I think.
Yeah. But when you're in the deli with it, I love that scene.
And then we were outside walking to the deli. There was a restaurant called Chicks. So the owner of the restaurant comes out and he goes, "Could I take a picture of the turkey?" I said, "Sure, yeah." "I won't use a flash." I said, "Use a flash, it's fine." And he said, "Will it be offended that my restaurant is called Chicks?"
Cute. That's very cute. But it must have been pretty pooped by the time it got in the deli because it just kind of sprawled out.
You know? Oh, yeah, it was lying around, like I said, in the piece, just like it was like kind of had a beer and was watching TV on the sofa. And then I wanted to take it to yoga, and the turkey's handler said it was too stressed. And I said, "Too stressed for yoga?" And so it went back to the farm.
Turkey yoga would be good.
Now, I just got a notice yesterday.
Yes.
About for jury duty, and I so wish I was still doing the piece because I could take a skunk.
Why don't you do it? You got the letter.
I do have the letter, yeah. But I got to find the skunk. Do you know you're in Wisconsin. You must know a skunk.
I have more than one.
I have no offense.
Yeah. You got to make sure they've been done, you know.
Oh, no, you don't. Not if you want to go to, don't get out of jury duty.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point, actually. I don't know what I was thinking of. And when you took the alpaca on Amtrak train, did you have to pay for a seat for the alpaca, or is it like if it sits in your lap?
No, it's like a great thing is you can take all these things free.
Yeah.
I went to Hudson, New York, and I bought a ticket. No, I didn't buy a ticket. I was about to buy a ticket from Hudson to Niagara Falls, but the alpaca owner didn't want the alpaca to travel or travel with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we never went.
Oh, so
but
never
we could have gone, and that's the important part.
Yeah. But, like, if you take one of these animals on a plane, you're like a celebrity.
They loved it. I mean,
yeah.
We got to board first, and one of the...
With what? With a snake? Was this a snake?
No, this was the pig.
Oh, the pig.
People came up, and they said, "You've made my day." We were sitting in back of a couple. They kept kissing, and every time the couple would kiss, the pig would oink. And the thing about pigs is they're really pigs. They eat all day long.
Yeah.
So I was told, like, if they come around with snacks, don't take them. But the pig could hear every time someone would open the chips, the pig would kind of oink in their love.
Yeah.
The stewardess was so excited that she came out to when we were sitting down before we went on the plane. She said, "I really hope you're in my spaceship." We were.
Yeah. And didn't the little pig get wings on him?
The pig got wings.
Yeah.
They did get little wings.
But it didn't get to go up to the cockpit and see the pilots. And all.
Yeah, of course it did.
It did?
Well, we went to the cockpit. We have lots of pictures with the pilots and the stewardesses.
Was this in flight?
No.
Oh, okay. We'd love to be on a flight with you and your emotional support.
I know I wouldn't either, but everyone else did. I wouldn't want to be. You don't even, want peanuts on a plane, and then they let you a pig. You take a pig.
Yeah, it's a little bit inconsistent. I don't know, but you got a lot of blowback on this, as we say these days. Blowback is a big thing, right? From people who actually need them, and people who have support animals, both.
Yeah, a lot of people. See, the thing is, even though I don't really like animals, I ended up on the side of animals, on the side of rights. Because I was really exposing the fraud by doing the fraud.
Oh, I see.
But some people didn't get that subtly, so I did get a little blowback.
Yeah. And people who need support animals in their everyday life, they didn't care for it as well.
Well, and then all the people that didn't want me to blow their cover, because they were, I have lots of friends who take their animals on planes.
Oh, you do? Yeah. And the restaurant thing, I mean, in Paris, obviously, there's dogs in restaurants, and that's weird.
Right, that's the argument. Isn't it charming, and dogs can go everywhere?
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know. I mean, they're not going to be able to go. I don't know what the airlines are going to do, because if all of the airplanes have dogs, they're going to have yards or something. I don't know. Or dog restrooms or something.
Yeah, something like that. Patricia, I want to say this was great. I love this is an instant classic New Yorker piece, I think.
Thank you.
Dorothy Parker is proud of you somewhere.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, fantastic. It was very nice talking to you. You have a book coming out. Can we mention that, or is it not ready for mentioning
yet? I do.
Yes.
What's it called again?
I'm Not Stupid or something like that?
Let's Be Less Stupid. It's about my brain and trying to get smarter.
Trying to get smarter. And that will be out this summer. Can we have you back again when that comes out?
I would love to.
Okay, thanks. Patricia Marks, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City. Where else is she going to be from? Support animals. Anyone take their dog on planes? Motion supports. She took a turtle, too. Well, she didn't mention the turtle. Well, maybe she did a little bit. Turtle got the manicure. That's right. Okay.
I would be the opposite. I would be, like, really anxious to take my dog.
Oh, me too. No, really. Terrible. Because then it's suddenly everything's about the dog and finding
right,
the dog.
Right, right.
Quieting
it's knocking
the dog
over artwork and peeing on somebody. Yeah. And
no, that would not. help my dis. But they don't do it for that reason, for the most part.
Yeah.
I could see you. Something like a that stayed in your shirt.
like a
something, chinchilla.
Like a chinchilla
or
a beaver. No, that's not too big.
You don't want a beaver in your shirt.
A guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
Unless you're going to like South
ferret.
America.
Ferret. No, you don't want a ferret in your shirt because it'll get into your pants and then you're done. Let's stop this whole discussion. It's gone out of hand. Okay, so you got a little song for us here. And
yeah.
Jeff, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
How are you? No headphones working out?
Yeah, they're, I can hear.
Yeah,
that's good. So that's a good sign. Yeah.
They were very excited about that before the show.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Chord's a little long, but I don't want to keep going back. Yes, this song that you're
this
saying.
This song is a song I wrote called The Leaves of November.
Leaves of November. John Tooling did his own song, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Hammond on the bass.
Thank you.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
So nobody hunts woodcock? Anybody here is out there? I'm not even sure. It's like a chicken or something, isn't it? Prairie chicken? Is that the same as a woodcock? It's a duck? It's a duck? Viaduct. It's a Marx Brothers routine. I know that. All right. Viaduct. Okay. Here we go. Is that money? It's lying there. No, it's a napkin. Never mind. Things going good then? Are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, a little cold out here?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Game playing Purdue. Wisconsin's playing Purdue today.
I suppose they are.
Yeah. I thought you were a fan. Maybe you had a W. I noticed a red W on your shirt there.
The shirts come from my kids.
Oh, okay. Did you even know that was on there, that red W? That's Wisconsin.
That's for the Badgers.
Yeah. Do you go to the games, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What last year did you go to a game?
We went the first game or the second game this year.
Oh, you did. And who were they playing?
Western Illinois.
See, okay, so you were there. Okay, that's cool. Western Illinois is a powerhouse, you know. They're much better than Eastern Illinois, which just doesn't even have a team.
Not against Wisconsin.
No, we killed them. Didn't we? Did we win?
Yeah, we
killed them. Okay, and your name is?
Pardon me?
Your name?
John.
You just want to use the John?
That's John.
Because you see that in arrest records all the time. You see, I call yourself John, you know, people will think it was you.
What's that?
Never mind. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
John. John. Air quotes. Air quotes. John. Nice to meet you. Okay. Roy from Bristol, England. Is magnesium good for you, and must it be mixed with milk? Yeah. Well, I like to mix my magnesium. The important thing is not to set your magnesium on fire, because, you know, it does burn with quite a flame that I find. Do you take magnesium?
Not at the moment, but I'm thinking of it.
What's the problem that you're having?
I think I'm going mad. I think it's very good for madness.
You're going mad. I don't know that adding heavy metals is going to help madness.
According to the presenter this morning, it's very good for madness.
You were here for a presenter this morning?
Yes, I was, yes.
Did you get a present?
I did. Certainly, yeah. Magnesium.
We don't have presenters in this country. What does a presenter do, actually?
They present things.
It's like a chat show. We don't have chat shows. I don't know what the English are talking about half the time.
Nice to chat to you, though. Very nice to chat to you. Do you sell magnesium?
No, I have some milk of magnesia. I'm not sure if that's actually...
I had that this morning as well. Had a bad night last night. I had milk of magnesia. Yeah.
So what brought on the bad night?
Bad company.
I want to shake your hand. It's about time somebody said it. Was there any drinking involved with this bad company?
Certainly is. Yeah.
Bad company, heavy metal. I think we're starting to see a trend here.
Plenty of good drink as well. Yeah.
Do you like, what sort of music do you like?
Jazz.
Oh, you like jazz, really? So you don't care for this sort of thing?
I think they're super, really. Yeah.
Do you play yourself?
No.
Do you play yourself? Do you play?
I follow what you're getting at, yes.
Is that what happened last night, really?
Really?
What about woodcock? Do you ever go out and...
No, you are getting dangerous.
Are you a hunter at all? You in England there? You're from Bristol, right?
Only ladies.
Oh, you hunt? Did you track her down and bag her?
We've only been married 18 months, so...
18 yeah.
Months. And that was too long.
They're a great couple, though, I'll tell you. I love it because you can toss it right back at them.
I can. Yes.
You met 18 months ago?
Yes.
Where was that?
A few days.
Okay.
Just walking along.
This gentleman trapped you? Did he have a leg trap or something? And
he said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "In the opposite direction to you." So then he turned tail.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. You've been doing that ever since, going in opposite directions?
She had an alpaca with her.
He's a little too good. Is it Roy? Is it Roy or Raj?
Roy.
Did you ever think of using the name Raj?
Roger the Lodger, the Salt? No.
So you as a Raj as well as a Roy.
Roy is very good. It's Royston, actually, which is much more refined. Yes. It's
much more upper class than we have here. We have no Roystons in America.
The thing is, we're on holiday at the moment with my daughter and my wife, who's 18 months we've been married.
First 18 are the hardest.
It couldn't get worse. It couldn't get worse.
What's the worst thing about him, I mean, living with him?
He's just there all the time. That's the pain. He won't go away.
Yeah. You turn around, there he is, and he goes across the room, and there he is again. How did he get there?
How did he get there? Yeah. I don't know. If I knew, I'd block it.
No. Well, you were asking for it, walking around like that with your llama. Well, you and your llama, this would never have happened. What field or discipline were you trained in?
Chasing ladies, it took me
what? Yeah, we heard that one, and we don't believe that either, but what really did...
I need some thought, really. Will you ask the question again, please?
Well, what field were you trained in?
Avoidance, really. I want to... How to escape from...
horrible person.
Yeah. You know, bad company and things you're not happy with.
Yeah, okay. Have you come up with a solution to that yet?
No. Okay. No.
And your name it?
Joyce.
And Roy, ladies and gentlemen. You can't beat them. Let's give them things.
I don't have any milk of magnesia on my list.
Let's give them things.
Wine?
Wine would be good. Is wine okay? Yeah?
Yes, do it.
You know them, do you?
I know them, yes.
You think wine is?
Sure.
Good choice?
Well, then how about 2 bottles of Wisconsin wine from Oldersheim Winery? Does that sound good?
Enjoy that. Thank you so much.
I was telling lies, actually. We've been married 60 years.
60 years? I don't believe you. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Nice to see you. 60 years and 18 months, ladies and gentlemen. Do the math. Okay. We got time yet?
Well, we could do the quiz. I think it would be advisable, probably.
Is that saying we don't? A nice way of saying we don't have any more time?
Yeah, it depends how quickly you can
talk. We're out of time.
Let me look at this here. Oh, yeah, we're out of time. Okay. So we'll play the quiz, and I happen to have the 4 disclaimers here. Anyone want to read this? I didn't have a chance to. Okay, excuse me. This is very important to him. This is for his emotional well-being, okay?
I don't have an animal in it.
Okay, that's right. And your name is?
Eric.
Eric? Okay, go ahead. Eric.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched. All the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Fortunately, Obamacare covers the election. Number 3, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone trying to tie up the office phones while trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those in the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys, and anyone who say otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done, Eric. Get that, because that's the music right here. Are you doing any radio or any? No.
You got it.
No, not well, mine eventually, but I wouldn't wait for that personally. Okay, so we can see the hands now. Those of you who are interested in playing the. Never mind. It was subtle, but she obviously was here waiting for me to ask that question. No, come on here. Come on. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, too. Don't ask. It's okay. And you are?
I'm Kate.
Kate?
Kate.
Just one name now? We're all on a first-name basis? That's fine. Right.
I could have said Jane for Jane Doe.
Okay. Kate, are you from around here? Or?
Wales, Wisconsin.
From Wales. Come on, Wales! And Kate, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
My husband's running a marathon tomorrow, and I got dragged along to support him.
In lieu of actually standing out there in the cold and handing him waters.
Yeah.
Cool. Come on, Kate. Have a seat there if you would. Get yourself at home. That's your water if you want it.
Thank you.
You can fix it with headphones if you want to hear the show, but nobody does anymore. So, you okay?
I have a hole in my lip, I think.
You have what?
A hole in my lip. I just spilled the water down my...
That's okay. I won't help you with that. Here we go, then. Okay, this is good. And what are we doing these days, Kate? Are we in school? Are we working?
I'm a homemaker. I have four sons.
You have four sons?
Yeah, but two are out of the house.
Are you allowed to leave the house yourself?
Well, I left them home alone, so I hope so.
Yeah, well, they're 23 and 24 years old now, I think they're probably... Oh, how old are they?
The two at home are 12 and 18.
Oh,
and
really?
And the others are 20 and 22.
Well, what a varied life you've had. What a long and... And so 12 and 18 was the biggest gap for you.
Yes. Yeah. And I've survived.
Yeah.
Boys
good.
Are awesome.
Well, I'm from four boys. Did you say four?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of four.
Oh.
So I can swear it's not so awesome if you're one of them. But from the outside, it probably seems, it's good. It's
so
good.
What advice would you give my youngest?
No advice needed, because you're always the parents' favorite, because you're the last one in the house, and you get all the advantages, and you're smarter than all three of the older ones.
Yeah.
You're all good things that they were almost, but not quite, and you know, and you're probably funny and all this stuff. So, good dancer and.
He's very witty.
Yes.
So I wonder, and his name is Micah.
There you go.
So there's some similarities.
Micah is a form of schist, isn't it?
Some days.
Was he named after a schist?
No, it's a biblical name.
Okay, is it biblical?
Yeah.
Oh, with an H on the end.
Yes.
And what did Micah do in the Bible?
I don't remember.
I hope it was good. You know, when you pick those names, you got to make sure you got
to
go.
I know it was a good name at the time, so
yeah, okay,
we picked carefully.
Good, excellent.
Yeah. But
excellent.
I could see him doing a job like this someday.
Okay.
He's very witty.
Not this job, though. One like this. If there's one like this, he's certainly welcome to do it. Kate, you know how this works? Someone out there plays along with you?
Yes.
Okay, and how does that then work?
People at home,
Bitsy.
People at home who want to play the quiz, yeah. Pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a new theory as to how we got our oceans on Earth. They say it wasn't caused by seepage. I always thought it was seepage from somewhere. But made in all the news is current events right now, and it's science. How did the Earth's oceans, they now believe, form? Where did the water come from, I guess is what I'm saying, for the Earth's oceans? There, I finally said it the right way. Okay, now I'm getting some recognition here. But I am, in fact, speaking. Roy's in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Roy, what are you doing in Fort Dodge?
Not much, Michael. Just drinking a beer, loving the show.
Well, it is 10:49. Time to start drinking, I guess.
Close enough.
Yeah. Or did you start earlier, like 9:37?
No, about 10:30.
10:30 is good. It used to be noon, but with daylight savings and everything, you drink an hour and a half earlier. I guess that's the law now. So, what's up? What's going on with you these days? You have to work today? After you get high enough?
I got the day off.
What?
Got the day off.
Got the day off? What do you do?
I work at a factory.
Oh, which one is that?
We make pallets.
Okay. In Fort Dodge?
Webster City, actually.
Okay. And so what are you doing today? You got a big weekend planned and everything? You going to run any marathons going on in Fort Dodge or anything like that?
No, this is about it.
It's because it sounds like you're in training. That beer in your hand. Okay, Roy, here's the question. There's a new theory now on how water got on Earth in the first place to form all the oceans and everything. Do you know what that theory might be? How we first got water on Earth, where it came from?
I want to say maybe it stayed into a gaseous form until the Earth cooled.
You want to say that?
I read something about that online a while ago.
Where?
I read something about that online.
You did?
A couple days ago.
Was it a reliable source?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay, we can accept that. He read it online. That's where it came from, a gaseous form. It's online. It's got to be true. Roy, do you have a radio on or something?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. I'm just hearing that voice in my head. That's normal. I'm hearing a little thing in my head there. That's what I'm getting. Anyone cares in the booth there? I don't think they do. It also could have been from meteorites, by the way, that there was water on the meteorites, but that sounds preposterous. So I like your answer better. Steve? No. Roy? Good. Now it says Steve. Are you Steve from Pittsburgh, Kansas?
That's right.
I don't think
so. Oh, there's Roy from Fort Dodge. Okay. Had to flip it. Roy, this is Kate.
Hello.
She's from here.
Hi, Kate.
You going to help me win?
I'll sure try.
Okay. Rapport. I hear rapport in that. Roy and Kate, you work as a team to yes. collaborate, not competitive. And then what categories and all that?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Do we have any ground rules? You should have ground rules.
Three to win. Three right to win. Cooperate. Nothing else is coming to mind. Don't curse.
Don't curse. Okay. Roy, you want to pick the first category?
I'm going to go with odds and ends.
Odds and ends. You know, we were in Oklahoma City, and the guy who came on stage to be on the show, he saw my recipe box with questions in it, and he said, "Man, you're so analog." I never thought about it, but I guess I am. I'm analog. Questions are in a recipe box and index cards with little markers that I've had to redo over the years because I keep bending them over. Well, I'm sorry. What did you say, Roy?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. I'm sorry. Getting personal. Does scratching make you itchier?
I would say yes. What do you think?
I would say yeah, too.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, because I know when I have an itch and I scratch it, now suddenly everything starts to itch.
Everything starts to itch. Yes, that's true. Yes. It was studied by the Chinese studied it, I think. And they proved it. So that would make it then...
One right and one wrong. Okay. Oh, no. Zero wrong. Sorry. One right, zero wrong.
Okay.
I was busy thinking about scratching. Okay. The categories
Do you find that, too, when you scratch, it doesn't...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even thinking about it.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
If you say the word itch to someone.
Itchy.
Itch, scratchy, scratchy, itchy.
Shh, shh.
Itchy, scratchy.
So the categories remaining are current...
If you say rash, they break out of it.
And then they want to wash their hands. The categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Kate, what would you like?
I'm going to try science.
Science it is, okay. A lot of science here. Yes, here's one on hummingbirds. And it reads as follows. Hummingbirds do, in fact, not hum. B, are, in fact, not birds. Or C, have a violent and bloodthirsty side. Hummingbirds.
Well, I know they're birds.
Okay. Ah. Get in
the
on this,
ones around our window are pretty aggressive, so I could see them being a little...
You can.
Bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
What do you think, Roy?
Roy, got any down there in Fort Dodge?
I don't know that they're bloodthirsty. I thought they were herbivores.
Yeah.
But with each other, they're not, probably.
But they hum with their wings, but they don't hum with their voice, so I'm not sure how to take A.
I wouldn't pay any attention to that. That's a MacGuffin.
I'm going to go with
Hitchcock
C.
Hitchcock would say. What?
I'm going to go with C.
So you're saying they have a violent and bloodthirsty side? Roy, can you go along with that or not?
I'll agree with that.
Yes, they do. They fight with their beaks. They duel with their beaks. And the bigger beak hummingbirds have an advantage.
They're vicious.
They're vicious. It was the males, of course.
Wow. Two right and zero wrong.
Yes.
Nice job, Roy.
The categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
They can kill a woodcock. Did you know that? A hummingbird? If they mistake it for a flower, it's waving
woodpeckers
around there.
Woodpeckers can do that?
What?
Never. Oh.
Woodpeckers?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
I like the way you think. Okay. No, don't be embarrassed. Wonderful. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Is it back to Roy?
Yeah.
Yes, Roy?
Things you should have learned in school? Had you been paying attention?
Okay. Here it is, school. Are there more cows than people in Wisconsin?
I believe so. That sounds accurate.
Kate, you're from here, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, so you should know this one.
That could be
everybody right. Counts them when we drive out in the country. One.
Yeah. But when we have the cities, too. There's a lot of people in the cities.
Well, you got to count the people in the cities, too, when you're in the city.
Though I've been on a large dairy farm, a lot of.
Yeah.
What do you think, Roy?
Roy thinks there are.
I've heard that before. I think it's right, but.
But
I'm
you know, because there are more pigs than people in Iowa.
I'm going to say.
But the pig cities are big. They're like 50,000 in a pig city.
There's more people.
More people? She says more people, Roy.
I think there's more people.
And she's from here.
I'd be an awful lot of cows.
Roy, do we lose you? Too much for you, Roy?
I'll agree with more people.
More people?
Yes, there are 5,743,000 people in Wisconsin. Only 1,270,000 count. President, oh, they win!
Good job, Jerry.
Holy cow. Speaking of that.
Okay, to find out how many steps it takes to walk off a donut, along with the recipe for a champion chocolate chantilly in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. Roy, begin every day the What Do You Know audience way, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and make your afternoons a delight with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. And each of you can maintain the memory of our seasonally departed six-legged friends with a Yipes bug pin from Joy Fred's studio, and look ahead to holiday entertaining with What Do You Know the Party Game, including questions, contestants, and the eternally festive Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations
really
to you both.
Thank you. Best of luck to you all. The kids back there and waiting for you to come home. And Roy, hang on for a second. We'll get that stuff to you. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
If you're planning your next Madison outing, why not bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast? You can go to notmuch.com to find out about special group pricing and get your tickets today. And if you're looking to keep the laughs going, go to notmuch.com yet again. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI. That's Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international, and this is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a collegiate town of the week. Thanks for the memos, all the news that is, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's certainly not ready for the first winter storm, whatever the Weather Channel calls it, it's Michael Feldman.
Right. Not me. I figured out the other day, I've been shoveling snow since 1957. Okay. I figured I started around that time. Yeah. I went from, a little plastic shovel to an actual shovel in 57.
You have a snowblower now?
I don't do it now. I hire a guy. I'm out of that business because I did it since 57. What am I trying to prove? I can shovel snow.
Yeah.
Big deal. All right. You shovel your own snow out there in Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you ever shovel a parking space for yourself in front of your house?
No, we have a garage.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. They do that. That's very Chicago, though, isn't it?
I know. Well, we have one car now. We used to have two cars, and then it was always you shovel the spot, and then you got to put out, something to block the spot.
A bridge table or blocks and boards.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
What did you use to block your spot?
These little plastic chairs.
And then has someone ever taken your chairs out and just parked there?
Yeah.
That's a good way to get killed, isn't it, in Chicago?
I guess so. Not by me, but somebody might.
Yeah. Well, that's weird. Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, my career.
Your career.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, each week at this time, we had actual memos sent in by actual listeners and so forth and so on. Party the first part. I haven't had a chance to read these, so I sure hope. This looks good. Subject, eggplants on the back table. It reads as follows. There are two eggplants up for grabs on the back table. If you're an eggplant fan, anyone here an eggplant fan? Yep. You have to. I keep telling you, you're on the air. They cannot see your hands over the radio. I'm not telling you this again. Okay. How many of you are eggplant fans? Feel free to take one of these then, actually. Or both home with you today. These eggplants spent the morning dressed in clean diapers for a presentation I had to give. But they are otherwise perfectly normal eggplants. A quick wash and they'd be ready to use. Thank you very much for that memo. And it leaves out some tantalizing information about why the eggplant was wearing a diaper. Okay. Where can they send those?
They can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos. Or if they go to notmuch.com, they can find a place to post it there.
Yeah. Send me the follow-up memo to that memo. And also, we have some here, all the news that is around here. So this is actual news as opposed to the stuff I try to make up that's so hilarious. This is pretty good. And the biggest thing in Wisconsin, at least, is the free Pizza Hut coupon is a scam. And a lot of people have fallen for this. That's where you see this coupon here. This turns up on your browser here. Pizza Hut, make it great. Free personal pan pizza, get free pizza coupon. You click that, they get all your personal data. And you don't.
Social security number, addresses, email address.
That's not doing me any good. But a free personal pan pizza, that's about 4 inches across. Then they can have my data. You know.
That's not really them. It's just a scam.
Yeah, but you won't get the pizza, so don't give them all your personal data. So that's, thought I should mention that. That's the biggest thing going around here now. Village of Summit. Deer damage, turns out. October 20th at 8:20 a.m., officers responded to the report of an attempted burglary in the northern part of the village. An investigation of the broken window and screen revealed that most likely caused by a deer. No entry was gained, and a tuft of fur was found in the mesh of the screen. And multiple cuts on the screen are most likely caused by antlers. So that was cleared up. Okay. I thought that was pretty good. Town of Summit. The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree to travel through Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't even applaud that. It's coming from Minnesota. It has to get through Wisconsin to get to D.C.
Is that like
apparently
a nuclear waste train?
Couldn't they go around? Go,
what? It's like a nuclear waste train?
I don't know. It's a lot of years we get the tree. They take out one of our trees because we got them. Just sitting there, and they're a lot closer. So the tree is coming down I-94. Like, that's what we need on I-94 is a tree from Minnesota blocking the whole damn road. On Monday, during the big storm. All right, so it's going to be bad. It's going to be a blizzard. First blizzard of the year. We forgot how to drive in blizzards over the course of the past 6 months. And the giant fir, or whatever it is, will be coming down from 88-foot white spruce. So look for that, white spruce in a white storm. Should be easy to see. And it's from Minnesota. Okay, so there's a little pride that's going through Wisconsin, but not much. This is kind of annoying because the headline reads, Wisconsin iPod thief uploads selfie. I don't see why Wisconsin is in there. I mean, you shouldn't have just read iPod thief, upload selfie, and then you find, oh, he's from Wisconsin. Okay, the figures. But to put it in the headline. Okay, I was offended by it. Oshkosh, Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify a man who used a stolen iPod to snap a selfie that uploaded to the victim's cloud account. Another thief in the wrong business. Detective Craig Quick told Oshkosh Northwestern Media on Wednesday that someone broke into an unlocked vehicle in June and stole several items, including the iPod. He says the victim kept track of his cloud account, later notified deputies that a selfie of the suspect showed up on his account. The suspect appears to be in his 20s. Quick says the theft highlights the importance of paying attention to the information that people put online. Wrong conclusion. Quick should not be making conclusions for that police department. Kohler, here in Kohler, Wisconsin, came up with a new toilet seat, which offers a breath of fresh air where it's needed most. Here's a diagram of it. It almost looks like a cross-section of something. It's kind of hideous, actually. But here's where the odor enters the deodorizing system, also known as the toilet. The odor enters here somehow. It doesn't say how. But you can see the little fumes in there. Odor, where the odor is already. I don't know. There's no one sitting on it. I don't know how it happened. Odor enters the deodorizing system. Meanwhile, too, here there is a valve which clean air is delivered, optional scent. I think simultaneously, or maybe it has a premonition that's going to happen and releases it first.
Is either a pine scent or a new car scent? Or
yeah, it's pure fresh.
Car.
It's for gracious living, Kohler says. It's part of their gracious living line of toilet seats.
Gracious living, yes.
You can entertain. You can entertain on this toilet seat. That's how what gracious living is all about. And deodorize at the same time. Kohler's new Pure Fresh seat wafts away the unpleasant odors so that often accompanying that often so often accompany toilet use. I don't find that. I've never had one unpleasant odor that accompanied toilet use. Do you? Anyone here have unpleasant odor accompanying toilet? Okay, stop raising your hands. I keep telling you. Replacing them with a light, clean scent, the company says. All you have to do is sit down. Okay. Oh, here we have various scents. Garden waterfall. Honey, I felt like I just in a waterfall.
New car?
Oh. Avocado spa. And soft and fresh laundry. So it sounds like you just went in your pants. This should be rethought. I think that quick guy was involved in this somehow, some of the labeling and stuff. Okay, not that. Up in Sturgeon Bay, I couldn't make head or tail of this. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources continues to be tight-lipped about the visit to Dan's Fish Incorporated in Sturgeon Bay. The company said it's cooperating with authorities. The officials could be seen walking behind Dan's Fish on Jib Street, 152 Jib, standing guard over the driveway's two entrances on Wednesday. DNR officials at the scene referred requests to comment to the U.S. Attorney's Office of Western Michigan, which, of course, look like you're going to do that. You want to know what's going on there. The guy's standing in your driveway, and I'm going to call the Western Michigan Attorney's Office, U.S. Attorney. No one appeared to be guarding the property on Thursday. Kay Hooker. Yeah, it's not the same one that we know. Kay Hooker, public information officer for U.S. Attorney's Western District, said Thursday that her office is still not commenting. My response is exactly the same as Wednesday. That is, we don't comment on ongoing investigation, including stating whether we have one, Hooker said. Sherry Schwartz, the wife of company president Dan Schwartz, answered the door Thursday afternoon and handed the advocate the company's statement on a DNR visit. Yesterday, Dan's Fish learned it may be become part of an investigation involving scores of companies. He goes on to state the company takes great pride in the way it has always openly conducted business. No local restaurant or wholesale buyer is part of this issue. Questions about a possible investigation have to go through U.S. Attorney's Office. Sturgeon Bay Police said to ask for assistance with the department around 8:15 Wednesday. Henry said he did not know why the DNR was at Dan's Fish. The Door County Sheriff's Department did not have any additional information about the situation. According to Door County Sheriff Lieutenant Jeff Farley, our agency is not involved with anything. More on this as it develops.
I know nothing.
We're not involved with anything. I think that's a good thing. There was a kindness dance tonight in Eau Claire, the International Dance for Kindness at 7 tonight in Eau Claire Indoor Sports Center on Craig Road. The dance is to recognize World Kindness Day that is celebrated next week. That's good. I just thought I'd mention that because that'd be worth going to. Suspect in Packers ticket fraud case claims threats. Duh. University of Wisconsin lacrosse students strip to help those in poverty. They skirted the issue, though. They did. They said they reported it in the Lacrosse Tribune. They said they're looking for clothes for people. But, I mean, did they remove their clothes and donate them? Because it says it's a strip. Strip for poverty. But they didn't actually discuss how that works out exactly. And finally, in Toma, the Toma Journal, Cashton man could be charged in car surfing accident. Ryan Jacobson Cashton and said he and 22-year-old Joseph Miller were celebrating his birthday and messing around in a field when Miller fell from the top of the car and struck his head. Oh, I didn't mention he was surfing on top of the car. Jacobson said they both were drinking alcohol the night of the accident. Jacobson told authorities he and Miller of Norwalk were driving on private property off Highway T when Miller climbed out on the sunroof on the top of the car, according to the report. He said Miller told him to drive the vehicle in reverse. And when Jacobson did, he swung around and Miller fell off. So everything he tells you, you do. This is a friend. This is what we call a friend. Miller reportedly had multiple injuries, including those to his head and leg. Jacob said Miller is incoherent, and he drove him to the hospital in Sparta.
That's before or after?
The case has been referred to the district attorney's office for possible charges of reckless injury by intoxicated use of a vehicle, and negligent operation of a vehicle. So that's the big news from Toma. Thank you. That's all the news that is. I'm sure they'll be fine. Go ahead. Okay, now throw it in reverse. You know, each week at this time, some weeks not at all, but this week, definitely, I feel it coming on. We honor a town, a village, a burg across the rearranged U.S. Here's Sarah Nix with our Town of the Week.
College Station, Texas, is in Brazos County in the heart of Central Texas, about 2 hours northwest of Houston. As you may well know, it's home to Texas A&M University. So how did a town come to be named after a school? Well, let me tell you. It all started when the Houston and Texas Central Railway, of course, was built through the area in about 1860. The Brazos River feeds the valley, and the fertile land helped growing farms and ranches. In the early 1870s, a land-grant school was built in the valley and named the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas, in case you were wondering what the A&M stood for, Agricultural Mechanical. As the little town grew, the railway built a spur to the campus and named the station College Station. Oh. College Station became a city in 1938. The population is about 100,000 people now. It's the hometown of Lyle Lovett, WWE wrestler Ryan Ryback Reeves,
oh, he's good,
and David M. Lee, who won the 1996 Nobel Prize in Physics for, and I'm quoting, discovering the superfluidity of helium-3.
And a WWE wrestler.
I know, and Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
I think he's the former something-something, Julie Roberts something-something. Texas A&M is also home to the George Bush Presidential Library, which visitors might like to check out. It's a university town, College Station has events and festivals all year round. And, of course, the one sports team you don't want to miss is the A&M Aggies.
No.
And that is our Town of the Week, College Station, Texas.
You couldn't miss them if you wanted to. Thank you, Richard. Well done. And I feel like I know the place right now, and Lyle Anderson. That's Lyle, if you want to look at him in the booth. Don't feed him, though, and don't knock on the glass, because it makes him very nervous.
Don't tease Lyle.
Lyle. And Lyle's calling randomly to somewhere around College
Maybe
Station.
Maybe Lyle is still living there, hanging around or something.
Where?
I love it.
Oh, Lyle, Lyle Lovett.
Get him if you can.
Yeah, dial up Lyle Lovett, Lyle.
Do you like Lyle Lovett, Lyle? Are you fond of Lyle Lovett?
One-eyed Fiona's there.
Yeah. Okay, he's not talking to us. No. Does your microphone still work, Lyle?
Sure. No.
Doesn't? Say something.
You're distracting him.
What?
He's waving his hands.
What? Go ahead, say something, Lyle. People won't like to hear from you every so often, just so you're all right.
The button's too far away.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
It's too far
away. Do we have someone then? Lyle, are you still calling randomly?
He's pointing at the computer.
Yeah, but he's always doing that.
I think
he's on one of those sites again that he goes on.
Michael, you're agitating him. Don't agitate him.
It's not even a touch screen. Look at him. He's touching the screen. Get off that site. That goes on our university account. What?
Look on your screen.
Oh, we have someone from College Station. Christy Petty. And she is from College Station. Let's find out if what we know so far is accurate and what more she can add. Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Do we catch you at a good time? You've got a few minutes here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What are you in the midst of?
Well, I actually own a restaurant in the area.
Oh,
so it's when we do brunch all weekend, so it's full-on brunch time.
Yeah. So is it real busy right now?
Yeah, it is. But I have my employees to do that, too. So
yeah, that's what employees are for, right? That's why you employ them. Otherwise, you'd have to do it all yourself. That
exactly.
Make any sense. Is there a big special today?
We do farm fresh eggs and homemade toast and homemade jelly and stuff like that. So that's our special of today.
Are the eggs still warm when you put them in the pan?
Yes, that hopefully.
Because that's really fresh. That's a fresh egg if it's still warm when you put it in there. If you got to wash the straw off and all that, that's perfect.
Oh, it is from the farm about 5 miles down the road. So we get 2 or 3 deliveries a week.
Very cool.
So they're super fresh.
Do the chickens bring them in themselves? There's a little line of chickens.
No, but there's a cute old Texas farmer that does. So
yeah.
There's that.
Wonderful. You get your milk and stuff from him too? Or just chickens?
No. Yeah, we do chicken and eggs and a lot of vegetables and fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
Dairy gets complicated with rules.
Do you do chicken and waffles down there, or is that not a Texas thing?
Yeah, we do. A couple different places around here.
Oh, yeah, but you don't do it at your place. What's your place called?
It's called The Village.
The Village.
Yeah, it's a kind of all based on sustainability and,
local
usage of art and music and food.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So. And you have bands that come in there, too, and play music?
Yeah, we have local music that plays every weekend.
Yeah. Who's playing tonight?
We had Joey McGee is our house guy that plays a whole lot, and he's great.
Yeah.
He calls it folk soul groove.
Okay, I think I know his type. I know guys who do that sort of thing, folk soul groove typers. Well, that's great. Did you happen to hear our description that Sarah did earlier of College Station?
I did.
And it was good. It was pretty accurate.
Yes, she did good. The only thing that I heard, and I explained to Lyle also beforehand, was that Bryan College Station is kind of a twin city, or it is a twin city. It's Bryan College Station. And so my business is actually in Bryan. I only say that because the railroad came through in 1870, like she said, and that really formed Bryan. And College Station didn't actually form to a real city until about 1940, a good 70 years later. So, but there, I mean, you know, if there wasn't a sign, you wouldn't know which city you were in.
I see.
You know, everything is completely, right on top of each other.
Yeah. So before that, it was just everywhere where Texas A&M was.
Right.
That was College Station.
Think that's really what had happened is Texas A&M was about, 10 miles out in the country. Mm-hmm. And then as everything's grown, both of the cities kind of grew together and the country. Mm-hmm. And then as everything's grown, both of the cities kind of grew together. Yeah. And it's one large area together. There's about 250,000 people in Bryan College Station.
Yeah. Well, is A&M still in the hunt for the playoffs or whatever they call them now in college?
Yeah, I think that hunt kind of got lost towards the last half of the season.
Oh, yeah.
We started strong, 5-0. I think we're 5-3 now, last three. But, Aggies are forever loyal, so we're still proud of them. They're doing a good job.
Yeah. Who are they playing today?
Auburn?
Is that in town, or is it?
It's actually in Auburn.
In Auburn.
In Alabama this time.
That's why it's so quiet in the restaurant. Everyone go to Auburn.
No, I had to leave. I didn't want to give you any of my background noise.
Oh, okay. Did you grow up in College Station or in Bryan?
No, I actually grew up in East Houston, but I went to Texas A&M.
You did.
Class of '98.
Yeah.
And I've lived here since about '95.
Oh, okay. Did you? What'd you major in?
Communications.
Okay. So that never works because that was mine.
Right. That's why I own a restaurant now, because I have a communications degree. So.
You're lucky you landed on your feet after communication arts.
Yeah. Psychology minor really pulled me through, too. That helped a lot.
Yeah. Well, that would be handy at least.
Right.
And what made you think of going into the restaurant business?
Well, I really I wanted to build something that I felt was lacking in the area, and that was just a place that showcased our culture and was kind of a living room.
Cool.
We're in the Bible Belt to an extent, so and we're also in a college town, so I like to say that we have a lot of bars and we have a lot of churches, and we don't have a lot of anything else in between that. And so my place is a place where you can read your Bible and drink a beer at the same time, and nobody will care one way or the other. So.
Yeah. Revelations with a beer is much better, actually.
Yeah.
I find that's just me, I guess. Okay, well, that's really cool, actually. Wonderful idea. Yeah, but, you know, like they say one out of two restaurants fail within the first couple of years. Was it hard to get established? Now, how long have you been doing it now?
Actually, yesterday was our sixth birthday.
Well, congratulations. So you're doing good.
So, yeah. So that was exciting. Yeah, and we're in the historic downtown Bryan area, which is the area that used to be where the railroad runs through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where all the old, you know, just where everything ran in and out with all the boom. Mm-hmm. It was the heart of Bryan. So
yeah.
The building that I'm in is from 1910. And there's a lot of buildings from 1860 and 1870 in that area.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you brought up Lyle Lovett, because if you look on his website, he has a song called This Old Porch,
mm-hmm.
and it's about Bryan College Station. And he walks the streets of downtown Bryan when it was all boarded up. And it's a really interesting way of seeing what it was like just about 15, 20 years ago. And now it's a thriving place, yeah. A visitor center for people in the area to go to.
Been a resurgence. Thanks to Lyle Lovett, or in spite of him?
he's a great you know, just ambassador for our area.
He's such
a wonderful musician and a really kind person.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy. What was your building originally? Was it some other use, I'm sure?
Yeah, it's been quite a few things. Mm-hmm. It was a pool hall at one point. It was a paint company. And it's been an antique store before I took it over.
Yeah.
So it's had a photography studio in it. And so, like, especially during that, you know, probably 20-year slump, it was a lot of stuff, you know, one after another. But mm-hmm. for the long time, there's a really great picture of it being a paint company in the 50s, yeah. really, you know, with old cars parked out in front of it and everything.
Yeah.
So
it means the paint guy won it in a pool game, basically.
Right, probably.
Said, okay, now it's a paint company.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Well, that sounds great. Thank you for taking time to speak with us. And when's a good time to come to College Station or to Bryan? Anytime or?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. You know, our spring and fall is just a really beautiful time of year. So that's when we get a lot of our visitors, because the summers can be pretty brutal, you know, upwards of 100 degrees and the humidity from Houston and everything. So, but we do have really mild winters. So pretty much avoiding June to August is a good time. But that's when all the students are gone. So that's when the townies really like it, because it becomes our town again. Because A&M has about, I think, 43,000 undergraduates right now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of the top five largest undergraduate schools in the country. It kind of moves around. I don't know which one it is right now.
Yeah. Well, we're in Madison, so we have much the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
And now no one leaves over the summer anymore. So it's there used to be an advantage. You know, they at least go back home for a couple of months. But now they year round.
Yeah,
like the geese. It's like the geese. They don't leave.
Now. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are geese here that are here year-round. They have a little there's a geese condo down here. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time, Christine. Congratulations to you on your success there in the Village Cafe. It's great to hear about that. And we have a little something for you for being so kind.
We do. We'll be sending you the golden glory of the Badger State in an assortment of organic handcrafted cheeses from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Yummy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Christy Petty from the Village Cafe in Bryan College Station, Texas. Very cool. Now, do you want to...
Why don't you do it?
Why don't I do it?
Why don't you do it?
No, you're...
You've got such a good rapport with this crowd.
No. Come on now.
Okay,
they
want to
see you. They've seen me.
Maybe you should explain what's happening.
Well, what she's going to do, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to remove... She's going to take the microphone. She's going to remove the dart from the dartboard. She is now walking into the audience in some very classy boots, by the way. And looking for someone who will throw the dart to pick our next town of the week. Let's see who she finds.
And you're visiting from?
Just outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Great. Well, do you have a dart throwing expertise?
Not expertise, but not too bad either, probably.
Well, it's very simple. What you're going to do is walk up the stairs, come up onto the stage. Keep your eyes open. Don't throw it at Michael.
No.
And see what you get.
we go. Oh, she's a dart thrower.
Oh, that was good.
So obvious.
Grove Hill, Alabama.
Grove Hill,
thank
Alabama.
You.
Here you go. Wait a minute. You get the what do you know school bag. Oh, there's no supplies in it anymore. They were long gone, stolen. And that bag there, it's a little tote bag. I have no idea what that is.
I think actually that might be the bag that your fancy new headphones came in.
My headphones came in that bag, so that's a little something to remember me by. In fact, you can have the headphones because the cord is too long. I keep getting wrapped up in it. And what's our town of the week?
I've forgotten already. Adam
Long
knows.
Big Grove, Alabama.
What? Oh, there you go. What, John?
What Grove?
Big Grove, Long Grove.
Big Long Grove,
Grove Hill.
Alabama.
Grove Hill.
Big Long Grove Hill, Alabama.
Sounds great.
For next week. So that's we'll look forward to that. Okay. Now then, what
the
do
boys
we,
are going to play some music.
They're going to play the same one and try that
no,
over again?
No, probably a different one.
Okay. I seem to hear music.
Jeff's playing this big deal this Thursday, November 13th, Wisconsin Conservatory of Music, Wee 6, 7:30 start.
Okay.
What?
What is that Wee 6?
That's the name of the conservatory jazz faculty.
Wee 6?
Wee 6.
Okay. Call it whatever they want, I guess. I don't know what
I
that
didn't,
means.
I didn't express my... I didn't...
Yes, you did.
I didn't want to do it, so I screwed
fine.
It over. So now I'll say, don't miss this incredible event happening Thursday, November 13th at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music featuring the jazz faculty group Wee 6.
The what?
7:30.
Wee 6? That's that same group.
That's the same group.
Still doing it. That's fantastic. Now, this song here, tell us about it.
This is a standard called If I Should Lose You.
Did you write this one?
No.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I hate to say it, but I think Jeff makes a good point about, well, you didn't hear it because you're at home, probably. Or you're not, and then you didn't hear it anyway. But then, what I'm saying is he was asking about, John, the song and inspiration for your song.
Well, usually... the title usually comes way after you write the music. It's just like, what am I going to call this?
The leaves?
Not
originally?
Really. No, not really.
Well, I never believed that Newton and the apple thing either. I don't think there was an apple. I don't think it was a Newton.
I mean, but I guess it could go the other way too, but I'm saying
so
often,
there was,
often it's you get done
is there
with
something
a piece.
In there that replicates? Because there's that thing there, it sounds like leaves, sort of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Leaves
I didn't have a lot of time to work
or
on
it. Or a leaf
so
blower. It sounds like a
leaf
blower.
Yeah, more like a leaf. I have a neighbor with a leaf blower. Don't
oh, we all have.
Yeah.
I know.
The title could come like after,
I'd
but it
say,
could come
give
before.
Them AR-15s if they want them. Leaf blowers, no way. Should be illegal. Guns are protected. There's nothing in the Constitution about leaf blowers.
No.
I'm sorry, but you were saying this. So the leaf was gently falling outside your window.
There were a lot of leaves, and it just came to mind. So it's just, there wasn't a lot of thought put into that. It just kind of comes.
Is it hard when there's a song like, Autumn leaves, I'll pass my window, to not fall into that cadence in the song about leaves?
No,
which cadence
really.
Was that?
Perhaps you didn't get my cadence. I'll say it again. The autumn leaves.
No, I think I got it.
I'll pass my window, the autumn leaves of green and gold.
Mammy. Talk to the audience.
Oh, Mammy, please come to my window.
Beautiful
anyway,
audience.
Let's see. Would you like to buy my ticket for the Virgin Galactic Outer Space Adventure? Okay, Roger. Did you buy it, Roger? Did you? Did you? Boy, then I actually got to talk to you. You sat in the exact center of the audience. Okay. I want to see if somebody who would buy a ticket for Virgin Galactic, Intergalactic, galactic,
super fantastic.
Why don't you come on down here, Roger? Let's make this your first intergalactic trip. Thank you very much. Of course, my first question is, are you here with Stan?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell us a little more about Stan? He has his 38 special he keeps talking about.
Oh, he's my bodyguard and my brother.
And your brother? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Do you like 38 specials as well?
Well, sure, but I'm more of a 9mm Glock myself.
Oh, that's the way to do it, I think. With a silencer or without?
Oh, with.
Oh, with a silencer. Naturally, you want to do that because you don't want to wake the animals as you're sneaking up on them. How are you?
Good. I'm fine.
Did you actually buy a ticket for the intergalactic adventure?
Well, yes. There was alcohol involved, but I guess I did.
What,
yeah.
Can I ask you what they get for those intergalactic adventures?
$150,000.
Oh. It's okay. You can sit down.
But I want to sell it.
Yeah.
Well, they came up with a $50 baggage fee for a carry-on, so that put it over the top. There.
Now, I heard he was giving refunds after the one exploded.
I guess they are, yeah.
So maybe you want to do that?
Maybe I will. I thought I'd give you a chance first, but...
Yeah. Will they still board by classes on Virgin Intergalactic?
First class, you mean? Or zones?
Well, zones. And will you always be in zone 4, no matter how much you pay?
I think I was in zone 5. I was kind of in the back of the ship.
Tell me, now, when is it supposed to leave? They don't even know, do they?
I don't think they know. No. Yeah. They were talking about next year.
And where is it supposed to go? They don't know that either?
Well, somewhere out of the gravity field, so.
So you're not going into, like, an orbit a couple times and you're back home?
I don't think so, no. Yeah. They were thinking about going to Mars at one time. But that might have been somebody else.
So you gave $250,000, not knowing when it was going to fly and where it was going.
Well, I told you there was alcohol involved.
Must have been a lot of alcohol.
Quite
like,
a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
it's the hangover then, from hell.
But then after I bought it, I realized that I'm afraid of heights, so I don't really want to go.
Well, it's probably not, there's no heights involved, you know, once you're in space. So.
Well, I think it's pretty high up there.
You'd have to be pretty high to get up there, I think. I think it's what happened.
Right. I'd
think about it.
That's right, yeah.
So congratulations on that, and I hope that works out.
Thank you.
Wonderful idea. He's going to... I think it's very brave of him. Very brave of you. No, it's all right. You go back now. Very brave of you, I said. I think it's, you know... And I got a bridge I want to sell you, as a matter of fact. If that doesn't work out and you get your money back, there's a lovely bridge... In Green Bay, it goes right across the, you know, that pond there they have in Green Bay. And I'm going to sell it. Okay. We call it the Intergalactic Bridge of Green Bay. Joshua Stewart, Wales, any last minute before I run the Madison Marathon? You're running the Madison Marathon? Yes. Don't do it. Is my advice. I'm serious. What, you got nothing to prove, man. Why punish yourself? Simply for being fit. That's punishment enough. To get as fit enough to do that, you've been punished enough. You don't have to prove anything to anybody anymore. Joshua?
That just made my weekend a whole lot nicer then. Thanks for giving me permission to back out.
Take Kate somewhere.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She certainly is.
She's your wife. You're with a bunch of guys, sweaty guys and women and sweating and you don't even know. And
You have great wisdom.
But good luck to you if you do it anyhow, despite them. You run, I'll take her somewhere. That's what it is, Joshua. I'll make it point blank. Let's just say over this row over here. They seem like a nice row. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And what's new?
Oh, you know, I have a
think about this Thanksgiving shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, I would never go shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
What do you think about the concept?
I think it's wrong. It's just wrong.
All right, that's wrong. Stop it. I'm sorry. What is wrong with the con? Why is it wrong?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving's a time to be with your family and eat and drink wine. And, you know, you shouldn't drink and drive. So, you know, no shopping.
Yeah. It's time to be home and drink too much and start fighting over the Detroit Lions football game, Packers, and get...
sides, you might buy an intergalactic ticket if you drink. You know, if you go out shopping on Thanksgiving.
Let's not rub it in on the guy. He's probably feeling bad enough. Oh, there he is. Okay, so you're opposed to it. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. She does all the shopping with my family, so actually I would ban it more than just Thanksgiving, but I'm comfortable with this compromise.
So you're not happy with the concept of Christmas beginning on Thanksgiving? Is that, it kind of merges the two holidays.
He thinks Christmas starts on the 24th of December. That's when you buy your gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. Farm and Fleet. Where are you going to go?
We'll see all the guys at Farm and Fleet on Christmas Eve. See you there.
Is this part of your family, too?
Yes.
No, wait, no, your name is?
I'm Kathy Camp.
I'm Chuck. Okay,
and I'm Karen. And
I'm Joel. I have a last name, too. Yeah, I was going to say it. Oh.
You got to tell me sometime.
Okay. I thought I'd set precedent, yeah. Sandberg, Joel.
Joel Sandberg. Very nice. And do you want to weigh in on this issue?
No, not at all. But I do want to weigh in, actually, on the marathon thing. Rather than to do the Madison Marathon, what you could do is go up to Marathon, Wisconsin, run up to Ponetusky, about 12 miles, hang a left, and finish in Athens. So we would run from Marathon to Athens. Athens. And it'd be about 25 miles.
He thought that was very clever. I think so. Yeah. But about this Thanksgiving shopping thing.
Well, we have a solution, Kathy and I. We're friends, and we get together. We do a shop and wrap weekend. So we leave our husbands. We go someplace. We shop like maniacs. We wrap everything that night. We drink a little wine, and then we come home and we're done.
Do you drink wine before you start to wrap?
Usually not, no.
Well, we drink while we wrap, although it is one of those days you can have wine at lunch. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. But we get it all done in 1 week.
Good wrappers?
At the beginning of the night, we're good rappers.
I'm wondering, because even I don't drink, and I can't. To try to rap something is just almost impossible.
After a while, it just doesn't stop.
Stop that. I'm sorry. Sandberg. Knock it off, Sandberg. Jeez.
I've been saying that to him for years.
Well, I think there you have it. That's a voice. Anyone who believes in Thursday shopping for Christmas? Well, then why do they do it? No one believes it, so it means that none of you are going on Thanksgiving. And then when is Black Friday? Is that after Thanksgiving? That's okay, though, right? Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Thank you for answering that question for me. How long can you hold your breath underwater or in the air or in outer space, and have you tested it in any of those places? Teresa Pearson, Rhinelander, a research scientist. No. I can hold my breath in Rhinelander, though. I've actually done that. I don't know why. What?
I think it may be quiz time.
No, not unless I hear that horn. Then I know it's time to go on to quiz time.
That horn? Was that the horn you were waiting for?
Well, it's quiz time, ladies and gentlemen. Time once again to play the What Do You Know quiz. It's not a trivia quiz. It's general knowledge. Now, let's see which one of you here has the most general of knowledge that you're willing to play in the... All right, come on. I'm not saying you look needy or anything. How are you? How are you?
Real well.
And you are?
I'm Carl Wickland.
You know Sandberg here?
I know some Sandbergs, but I just met that one.
Okay, is it Carl with a K?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Carl, what are you doing these days?
I am a high school English teacher.
Oh, cool. I was a high school English teacher. So, okay. Give me one good reason you play this quiz, Carl.
I'm here with my wife. We're expecting, and it will be a real good story to tell that child.
How close are we?
Oh, we're about beginning.
Minutes?
Of the second.
Minutes or hours? Or
I don't know. Are you feeling it yet? I think we're okay through the end of the show, at least.
Okay. All right, come on up. It's a good reason. But it's not really a reason, but it's nice to know. And congratulations and all that. Have a seat there if you would. Is this your first then, Carl?
No, it's actually our third.
Oh, so it's just a piece of cake at this point.
Yeah, I'm not really
all... Well, I should ask you, is it a piece of cake at this point? Gets easier and easier each time, doesn't it?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Okay, I'll take that for a... shut up already. Okay. So you were the one who asked about the pronouns.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah. Because you want a gender-neutral third-person singular pronoun. That is not it.
It's very hard for my students to wrap their heads around. I saw someone driving a car, and they went through the stop sign, because they is plural.
Yeah.
And they don't want to say he or she went through the stop sign, because that's awkward. So we need something.
Yes, that's what's on my mind. I think you certainly do. I think you need something, and I think as soon as you get out of here, you should get it.
All right. I will.
Okay, yeah, but it is also wrong.
Well,
because then you're calling someone an it.
I don't like to refer to our baby on the way as an it.
Okay, but, I'm not going to go any further in this one. Obviously, it's not. It's probably Carl Jr. So we haven't. Is it Carl's Jr. yet? Have you ever done that?
No, I don't think we will.
What do you got so far? Two.
We've got Annika and Hazel.
Oh, very nice names.
Thank you.
Yeah. Annika is a beautiful name. Hazel, I like Hazel. You don't hear Hazel anymore. Is that for someone?
It's a family name on my wife's side.
Yeah,
in fact, her question was, what should we name the kid?
I'd say Annika or Hazel, but then you'd have two of them, and they're going to resent one another for having the same name. Has that ever happened in families when everyone has the same name? Or more than one? No, probably not. And so, Carl, and where do you teach, Carl?
I teach at Luck High School. In Luck, Wisconsin.
In Luck, Wisconsin. Luck, for people who don't know, is where?
It is up in the northwest. We're close enough to Minnesota that we call it the cities, too.
Okay, well, that's too bad.
Up past Eau Claire.
There is some infection rate over the border, I noticed. That people do things like that. And what grade do you teach?
I teach all the seniors and all the juniors and actually all the eighth graders and some of the seventh graders.
Wow.
Yeah. That's and my sister is the rest of the high school English department.
There. Oh, okay. And then do you coach, you and your sister, do you coach as well? Do you have to coach there too?
She does the drama. I do the forensics, speech
drama
and forensics.
You can't do sports because you're an English teacher.
That's kind of the way it rolls out, yeah.
I know, because I was one.
And I think probably I'm an English teacher.
All the social studies teachers were all the jocks. English teachers, we had forensics. We'd sit around and not talk about forensics. In the lunchroom, you know. Does yours work out like that, too? Or?
No, I actually eat with the football coaches.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah, nice they let you?
Yeah. They tell me I keep it interesting.
Yeah, so forensics is what you're coaching now?
It'll start in about a month here.
Yeah, got some good prospects in forensics?
Oh, some wonderful ones. We've got a lot of talented kids there.
Yeah, good line?
Yes.
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 Okay. All right, and anyhow, that's all I know about forensics. There's no line. There's lines, because they say them. So, Carl, someone out there plays along with you. Isn't that right?
That's right, yep.
And I know. How about Lee? Let's see if Lee knows what question I'm going to ask, because he's already called. Hi, Lee.
Yes. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
How are you? What's the question?
Were you on first or second today?
No, that's not it. Sorry, Lee.
I don't know. What was the question?
Well, here, I'll ask. I didn't ask it yet, Lee. That's my point.
I thought so.
All right, I'll ask it, but just let that be a lesson to you. I hope that was well learned. Lee.
Definitely learned.
They found some anomaly in the center of the black hole that's at the center of the Milky Way. Did I say center twice?
You did.
And what I want to know is what got caught in the huge black hole at the center of the Milky Way. They finally figured out what it was causing the anomaly in that it was bothering them. Okay.
Voyager.
No, wouldn't that be funny? Was that actually Voyager being sucked into the black hole?
Oh, and then came back to Earth again. That's not it?
No.
Give me a hint.
No, you've already lost. Nice talking to you, though, if I didn't mention that. Rachel in Oklahoma City. Hey, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good.
We had a great time in Oklahoma City. I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were? Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me it was. Maybe you didn't have such a great time.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you very much. What are you doing now? Are you just something coming up today? Getting ready for something?
No, I'm just kind of hanging out at home.
Oh, yeah. So you decided to call. Have you called other radio shows as well?
No, this is the first time.
Okay. What's in the center of the Milky Way in the black hole there? It's in the center of it. There's something happening there that's causing some disruption in the fabric of the cosmos.
some sort of cloud.
You want to say it, or you're saying it?
I'm going to say it's like a some sort of cloud that's like. I feel like that was.
Go ahead, explain it. A cloud. Do you think there's a cloud in there?
Yeah, like I. Yeah, just like a lot of like gases.
Wait a minute, that worked the first hour. I don't think it's gonna be okay. I don't think we can let that one go again. I said something about, oh yeah, water. And he said it was gases. I don't think we can accept that twice. I'm sorry, Rachel, that's not quite it. Thank you, though.
Bye.
Bye. However, Melissa in Eau Claire has got this one, don't you, Melissa?
I think I might.
Okay.
I hope so.
Did you?
Is it? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I think I heard it was like different particles, like ice and gases, and you know stuff like at the end of a comet.
Oh no, you didn't. You didn't.
Is that right?
Were you listening to NPR?
Yes, I was.
Our local radio, local Eau Claire radio.
No, I was listening to NPR. I always listen to NPR.
Are you sure? Was there a Menards ad somewhere in the broadcast? Because then that was not NPR.
Oh, I could swear it was.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. That's not it either. Sorry, Melissa.
Okay. Well, thank you.
My tendency is to give it to you, but I got to stop doing that. I'm giving away everything.
Well, you could give me. I could get a hint, though.
No, if I told you it was anything like a pair of stars, binary stars, that are actually colliding with one another because of the vortex.
Particles and gases combining together.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't hear you then. Okay, fine. We can accept that, Melissa. I apologize. I didn't hear you say it was binary stars that were actually being forced together. And, okay. Melissa, this is Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hello, Melissa.
He's an English teacher, so watch your P's and Q's. Two of you work as a team. You're ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. And what do we got there, Vicky?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Melissa, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Good. My analog box here. I never realized that it was analog. It's quite thrilling for me. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Current events.
What's the
current
answer?
Events. Yes, current events. No. Sorry, I was talking and I only hear myself when I'm talking.
Okay.
Big news driving the midterms off the front page. The speed limit in New York City is now what?
Ooh.
They've changed the speed limit in New York City. Did you know there was one? Either you're going 3 miles an hour or you're going, you know, right through everything and not stopping for anything.
Yeah, I thought they just drove whatever they wanted to.
Yeah, pretty much. But the sign posted now, there's new signs posted.
Did it go up or down?
Well, I can. Can I tell him that?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Carl, I could have to say to you that I'm thinking down.
Oh.
Well, should we take a stab in the dark?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Should we take a stab in the dark?
Yeah, I'll say 25. It's
Yeah, you hit it right on the money. Hold it, Carl. Unless you disagree, Melissa, it's...
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that would be...
One right and zero wrong.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Categories 25. Left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Carl?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Here we go. This is for all the beans now, because we're running out of time.
We are indeed.
Yes, okay, this is it. Here's the question. It's odds and ends. Does work make you stupid?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I guess we can all agree on that one. Congratulations.
Carl, you've won What Do You Know's signature roast. That's the What Do You Novo Coffee from Denver's famous Novo Coffee, founded in 2002 by Jake, Herb, and Joseph Brodsky. Family-owned, people-focused, quality-driven. Melissa, whether it's the Crusades, the Manhattan Project, or Mary Queen of Scots, you'll find them all in Glad You Asked. Intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious-minded by Michael Feldman, of course, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And both of you can dress up your dog with a pink pup's tie-on band Dana from Stellaware.com and spend a virtual night in 19th century Paris listening to the prelude, etude, waltzes, polonaise, and other ditties on the CD What Do You Know About Chopin with liner notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records. Congratulations to you both.
Oh, I do it all, don't I? Hey, Carl, thanks very much. Melissa, hang out, make sure we get that address from
you. Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Yes, thank you.
You bet.
And hey, it's never too early to get your What Do You Know holiday office party tickets. always sells out.
Holiday party. Yay.
Polka legend Steve Meisner will headline the fun. Plus, there'll be plenty of food, nog, and what do you know, cheer. For tickets, head over to notmuch.com.
What's the date on that this year?
Well, I just don't know. Somebody's going to have to tell me. It's December.
It's in December.
He's writing in the air. It's
December 20th.
December 20th.
20.
So come on down.
It's fine. It's right here, and there's booze and there's food. And
are we karaokeing this year?
We got to do it. We got to do it.
I think we should skip it.
Okay, we got to do it. You're right.
But there will be polka. It's good.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, by the way. Thanks for listening, by the way. We'll talk again next week.
If you want to laugh with Michael every day, you can. Follow What Do You Know throughout the week on our Facebook page, or follow Michael on the Twitters. That's at MyFeldman or at What Do You Know. That's W-Y-K. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Megan Hannes, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Lane, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
All right, be seated. PRI, Public Radio International.